The political fallout from Australia's move to counter foreign influence with new laws banning foreign political donations is taken personally by the Chinese government. The Chinese embassy in Canberra has released a curt statement, asserting China has no intention to interfere in Australia's internal affairs or exert influence on its political process through political donations. The statement accuses the Australian media of spreading what it calls anti-China hysteria and racial prejudice, and tarnishing Australia's reputation as a multicultural society. It's a view shared by a senior analyst at Beijing's Renmin University, Liu Jichin, and other political observers in the Chinese capital. Mr. Liu says Australia has applied double standards in scrutinizing Chinese political donations.
This is nonsense, because any donation has its own purpose, has its goal for the donation, because donation is not for nothing. This is very clear for every politician, even in America, in Australia also.
China's foreign ministry has also reacted strongly. Spokesman Gong Shuang has rejected the Turnbull government's proposed laws and its claims of what it calls disturbing reports of Chinese influence.
China has no intention of interfering with Australia's internal affairs and has no intentions of using political funds to influence Australia's internal affairs.
China's official response has been restrained, though, compared with the response from Chinese state media. An editorial in the Chinese edition of the Global Times compared Australia's new measures with McCarthyism of the United States in the 1950s. Under Senator Joseph McCarthy, the U.S. government at the time made a baseless series of accusations of subversion or treason against a wide range of Americans. The Global Times editorial warned of a drop in Chinese trade and students if what it called anti-Chinese propaganda continued. It went as far as to suggest sanctions against Australia. Professor Diane Hu, with the Australian Studies Centre at Beijing Foreign Studies University, says people are emotional about the matter.
The side of the story that has been pretty much focused on here in China, you said that China has been singled out and this law is targeting China. That's why people are hurt. So when people are hurt, they tend to get emotional.
Professor Hu says that hurt has deepened over the past year, starting with the blocked sale of Ausgrid to a Chinese state-owned company in 2016. She points more recently to reports of Communist Party control of Chinese overseas students.
One thing leads to another, and you just develop that very strong sense of aggression.
From Australia?
From Australia.
Just days from now, celebrations are due to be held in Beijing, marking 45 years of bilateral relations between China and Australia. The economic relationship between the two countries remains strong, but many fear political trust has already been eroded.